focus to anchor ourselves on an accomplishment. It's finishing the week, a week where we, you know, Baruch Hashem, we learned well, and we were involved in Tosefes, in adding Torah, which is something. It's not enough, as we've had occasion to comment on other circumstances. It's not enough to make a cheshbon on our chataim, on our mistakes. We need to make a cheshbon on where we've had hatzlacha and where we did things that were big, and use that to give chizuk for the future. So, you know, it's more of a personal reflection, but it's something that each of us hopefully take the time. Going to Shabbos, think for a second. We did something. You know, it says, we have questions about our capabilities, we have questions about where we put our kolchos. We did something. Baruch Hashem. I speak a little bit about that in this week's parasha, in different ofanim. So the parasha opens up with the story of the Mialdos. The Mialdos refused to give in. Pasuk says as follows: Vayetev Elokim laMialdos vayirev haAm vayatzmumod. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did tov to the Mialdos, and the Am got bigger and became stronger. Vayihi ki yaru haMialdos es Elokim, because the Mialdos feared Hashem, vayasa and batim. Hashem built for them houses. So we know Rashi teaches batim means bate kuno levio malchus shekurim batim as a schar for this special mitzvah. So they were zochet to descendants who had kuhuna, leviyah, and malchus, very special ksarim, very special crowns. But there's a har in the psukim that when the pasuk first says vayitev elokim lamialdos, it doesn't go on to say that vayasa and batim. First it says vayitev elokim lamialdos, and the nation got bigger. And then because Hashem saw that they were yarei elokim, so then vayasa and batim. So the Orach Chaim says to end this a little bit different ofen, but the what seems to arise from the Pashup Shalom Zukim is that there is two ofanim of tov. There's two elements of schar. First of all, Vayetev Elokim LaMialdos, Hashem did good to the Mialdos. How? By the very fact that the nation got bigger. The very fact that they saw Hatzlacha in their own Maaseh Yadayim. They were Moser Nefesh for a mitzvah. They're Moser Nefesh. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave them back in keeping. There's another element of their mitzvah, the Yiras Elokim. For that, Vayasa and Batim. But the Yitav Elokim Lamialdos would seem to be the very fact that they saw Siyata Deshmaya in the mitzvah that they were performing. This is true generally, of course. Mitzvah Gorer is mitzvah. That's what the Orach Chaim points to. But there's something specific here in the sense that it's a mitzvah which is Totzah oriented, which is about saving lives, making lives, bringing lives into this world. Those kind of mitzvos, the biggest tov is to see the atzlacha in your ma'aseh yadayim. To note something here, the something very conspicuous. Moshe Rabbeinu. So these are the progenitor. Chevet is the progenitor of Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's not described as a schar. Vayasa and batim is kuna leviyah, which is not Moshe Rabbeinu, and malchus, which is nothing to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Why is that? So that obviously brings to mind the Maimer Chazal, which we'll get back to later. But that ha'ara, hopefully we'll expand on. Before we get there, let's go to one more pasuk. You know, we'll go literally two pasukim later. The birth of Moshe Rabbeinu is described in the following terms: Vayelach ish mi beis Levi, vayikach es bas Levi. One Levite married another Levite. Vatara isha vatela bein, the woman zochet a child. Vatera osoki toivhu, she sees that he's beautiful, he's good. Vatitzbeneu shoshe yorachim, and she hid him away for three months. So Chazal fill us in that this was anything but a normal situation, right? So it's not vayelach ish mi beis Levi, vaykachas bas Levi, and they have a child. This is Yocheved, who's 130 years old and isn't supposed to have children anymore. This is that as soon as he was born, he was nolan mahol, the house was mahol ogra. That's who Moshe Rabbeinu is. And we know that, right? The Rambam, who's not, the Ramban says about the Rambam in Drasha of Ankoelis, he says, the Rambam's not from those who says extra words. He says the Moshe Rabbeinu was an asiyah. Moshe Rabbeinu needed to be created special. Right? And the famous Beskarav in this week's parasha, Moshe Rabbeinu was something totally sui generis, totally one of a kind, totally unique. The Pesukim don't reflect that at all. Vayelech ish mi beis levi, vayekachas beis levi, and they have a child. And she sees that he's good. She sees that he's good. That's how, it is reflected. It's not totally absent, but it's so, like, when Sarah Imenu has a child at the age of 90, the Pesukim elaborate on it. A child at the age of 130 is a bigger nes. When there's many nisim, and it would be natural to describe Moshe Rabbeinu, his birth, as something extra, something special, and yet it's given very little, if any, a reflection in the Pesukim. I think there's something here. I hope I'm mechad nel emes, as follows. Moshe Rabbeinu was Adon HaNeviim, and Moshe Rabbeinu was an Asiya in one level. In his role as Adon HaNeviim, he needed to be sui generis and created. But the essential element of Moshe is not Moshe Adon HaNeviim. We refer to Moshe Rabbeinu as Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher. Moshe is Moshe Kibbol Torah Misyana Masar LeYoshua. That's his essential role. And in that role, it would be misleading to describe the Nisim. It would be misleading to start with how totally unique circumstances caused his birth and how special his birth was and how special he was from the beginning. That's the Asiya part of him which was necessary as Adon HaNeviim. But as Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayelech Tish mi beis levi v'kachas bas levi, the Keser Shel Torah doesn't depend on having some kind of supernatural birth. The role of Moshe Rabbeinu, it doesn't depend on the background. It doesn't need all the show, it doesn't need all the pomp and circumstance. Any one of us, Vayelech Ish mi beis levi v'kachas bas levi, any one of us, the most pashat background, the most pashat beginnings, don't limit our spiritual potential in the process of Torah. Now I think we have the context for that Maimer Chazah which we referenced before. The three Ksarim. Keser Torah, v'keser Kuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Kuna Zacha bo Aaron. Aaron was Zochre Keser Kuna, and we know why. Because at the beginning of this week's Parsha. Because he came from very special mother who was most her nefesh for the children. Keser Malchus Zocha bo David. Why did David get it? Because Miriam was Moser's nefesh. Keser Torah hari munach v'omad muchan l'kol. Keser Torah is different. The Keser Torah is waiting for everyone. Shnei Torah tzivolonu Moshe Marasha kilot Yaakov kol misha yirtze yavo v'yito. Literally, if you want it, you can take it. You don't need any background. You don't need any fancy name, fancy title. If you want, you can take it. And we know halamadta shekeser Torah galdu mikeser kuna v'keser malchus. Keser Torah is the greatest of the Ksarim. Maybe not because, but it is independent of one's yichus, and it's there for all of us. Amru Chacham, the Ram ends in just such a powerful way. He quotes a din, halacha, that in terms of who gets saved first, if you have a mamzer tam chacham, someone who has the lowest yichus, he's not allowed in Kal Hashem, but he is a tam chacham. He worked himself, and he was zoche. Kodim l'kohen gadol amaretz. He comes before even a kohen gadol who has the height of bechira, the height of kedushas bechira, is secondary to what's achieved through Torah. One final horror from the Pesukim b'Inyan Amidat Hashem, moving away from the basic idea and to speak a little bit about how to get there. Well, there are so many elements of Kinyan Torah. I just want to speak about one that I think is noteworthy in this week's parasha. Moshe Rabbeinu was first called to his first mitzvah of Ribono Shel Olam at he's 80 years old. He's been contemplating the Ribono Shel Olam for many years. How do they meet? How does that first nevuah occur? So we know Kadosh Baruch Hu was in the sneh, kaviyachol. The sneh is boer; it's not being ukal. Vayera malach adoshem elov belabas esh mitoichasne a malach. Question of exactly what was being revealed, but some form of malach was revealed to him in the middle of a labas esh, a burning fire, which is burning up a sneh, a thorn bush.
Vayar v'inei asne bor ba'ish. The sne is burning. V'asne enenu ukol. But the sne is not being eaten up. It's not being destroyed by the fire. Vayomer Moshe. Moshe says, Asura na ve'ere. I'm going to turn and look. Esamare ha'gadol hazeh. At this amazing thing. Madua lo yivar hasne. Why is the sne not being eaten up by the fire? Vayar Hashem kisar leros. Hashem realized. Hashem Kaviyachol took note of the fact that Sar Laros, Vayikra Ilav Elokim Mitoch Hasne, Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hinein. I don't know, it's worthy of thought. Years of contemplation of the Bona Shalom, years of Shi'ifa for that relationship, that unique gift that is Nevuah, which certainly are the background to Moshe Rabbeinu's pursuit. But what sparked and what brought the ultimate meeting that is Nevuah was Moshe Rabbeinu's curiosity. He wants to know, why is it that the sneh is burning and it's not getting eaten up? He notes a natural phenomena that's not the way he normally would see things, and that sparks a meeting with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the pasuk tells you, Vayar Hashem kisar leros. That is what I don't know. I mean, I don't think the other people who passed through the desert were worthy of Nevuah. But even if they had, if they weren't willing, if they weren't curious, they hadn't developed that sort of openness, they wouldn't have been Zocha Nevuah even if they had been ready for Nevuah. That was a necessary characteristic. The Rav speaks time and time again. Actually, Rabbi Jonah Steinmetz put out a drush of the Rav that hadn't been published, a hesped for a chaver of his, by Shubo, and he noted this as well, that the Rav many, many times comes back to the importance of childlessness, being a child, and how, you know, what you see it in Maimer Chazal, about Kruvin, there are many ways in which you see this. And there are different elements which Rav pulls out. The Rav says that being a child helps a person in terms of their emunah, right? Meaning if a child has this trust, which a person should always try to preserve. But it also has its curiosity, and that's something which the Rav points to also. It's not sufficient to learn Torah mitoch a realization of just how important it is. Mitoch a realization of how critical it is. Even a burning desire to connect it because of its... A person also needs to keep that just childish curiosity. Madua lo yivar hasneh. And that ability to think and ponder the world is a critical component of a complete Ben Torah. Satish Ma. Kulta.
There's a shalot and poppers in the cookies. That's what I want to.